Okay, it's 7 o'clock. I would like to call the meeting to order for the Township of Clinton Mayor and Council, February 9th, 2022. For that all laws governing the Open Public Meetings Act and Sunshine Law have been met, and adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. A copy of the agenda for this meeting was sent to the Huntington County Democrat, posted on February 4th, 2022, and was made available to the public for download on the Township's website prior to the meeting. Is that correct? Please join me for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. We have attendance, please.
For Councilman Blazer.
Here.
Councilman Kasanowski.
Here.
Councilwoman Slidlick.
Here.
Here.
Right.
Thank you. So our first item on the agenda is comments from the public for items that are not listed on the agenda this evening. Please note that we do have a special a section later for an ordinance, for so that would be different. So does anyone from the public have any comments to make? It's time. No. Okay. Next, we'll move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or a citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda from the general order of business and considered its normal sequence on the agenda.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any item on the agenda that they wish to remove? Governing body from the public? Seeing none, I'll be looking for a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes, except I recuse with respect to check 35303.
What check? I'm sorry.
35303.
Okay. Councilman Kasanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slidlick?
Yes.
And Council President Strauss?
Yes. Okay. Next item on the agenda is the presentation of the facilities referendum with no tax impact to the Clinton Township community. And this is given by our interim superintendent for the Clinton Township School District, Dr. Roberto, and the interim BA, Mark Kramer. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much for your time, and thank you for allowing us this venue to talk to you. We feel you have a right to know what we're proposing, and that's out of respect for your role and your responsibility to the community. When you're an interim, you are there to take care of the district, and you go to a certain level, but it's hard not to go all the way into the operations of the district. And when you develop a budget, the first item in our budget, Mr. Kramer and I have been working in the district since July a year ago, is to be respectful of the community. And the facilities in the district are the community's facilities. They may service the children, but not everybody has children in the school, and we all contribute to maintaining public education. So as a public school educator, thank you very much. I don't live in Clinton, but we don't have kids in the town I live in, and my husband says A, B, C, and D, and I go, Ronald, I'm sorry. So I'm going to talk to you the way I don't talk to him, but I'm going to try and be very clear. When we came in the district, we're both interims, and we ended up staying the 7th year. Because you have a fine district, you have talented people, and the kids, forget it, but kids, you know, come on, kids, you always get kids, the lit sandals with the bud sneakers when they get on the bus, even with the masks, they're adorable, you know. And then you see your middle school children develop, and you see them leave for high school. Our first week in the district, we were charged with prepare to open the school. And this was going to be the first COVID September. Having experienced, both of us, the first thing we did was give our facility walkthroughs. And I have to tell you, I didn't work in Hunterdon County as a superintendent until I retired. I like to go in different kind of economic districts because there's a synergy there with Liberty Shores. I live in Hunterdon, and I chose Hunterdon, and it's what I wanted for my family. But other districts, you better get your mark. It was a bit surprised concerning the facilities in the Clinton Township School District. You could do homework and do research, but that's a waste of time. You have to move forward. The first thing we did was did our own walkthrough and took a lot of notes. Then we met with administrators and our teachers to point us in a direction. To open the building, we had to make sure ventilation was correct. The survey and the upgrades to just our vent system was $124,000. And I'm happy to report that as a team, you have a good team in the school district. They trusted us when we told them we did it, when we opened the school for our children. And at that stage, everybody knows so much about COVID right now. But a year and a half ago, we didn't know all of that about COVID. We knew ventilation and sanitizing. But when we surveyed the schools, I have a master list of the items that we corrected. In Patrick McGowan, the windows, some of them were still nailed shut. And this is 2022. We did new parking lot grades, Airedale HVAC system replacements, window replacements, security camera, and also water treatment system. At the Round Valley School, all the lockers we painted. You might think that's a cosmetic thing, but this is Clinton Township. When I built the school once, somebody in the audience challenged me on the stage. And my response was, why can't my kids have a stage? Is a stage such a big thing? So I'm not coming here to frame any direction. This isn't Roberto Land. This is Clinton. And when people come in to buy, like I bought a ton of town, you expect certain things. A conversion of the science labs in the classroom. We couldn't use those classes because they were all science labs. So last year we converted them because of the 6 feet and the 3 feet requirement. Air conditioning for the gym and the cafeteria. There are problems with that system. We upgraded security cameras at that location. Water softener systems there. In addition to that, we observed and inspected all the playgrounds. At the middle school, which was a new building, I remember when we built that building. Beautiful facility, it still is. The windows in the music room never opened. Never opened. Because after the building was built, nobody showed anyone how. They couldn't even find the keys. Well, how can I put 60 kids in a music room with no ventilation? You know, so we corrected that. Four new a new basketball
court. You found them.
All right, now you're really going to get it. Four new waters, security cameras, and a water softener system. And, you know, we say water softener system. We have to have our water checked continually. Security cameras, I don't need to explain that. So we were good.
We had such hard water here. It was constantly breaking things. Yeah, so that has a long-term positive effect.
And when you see the security cameras, you can see district-wide. We now have a strobe light. So if there's an emergency in the building, each building has a strobe light, and it tells people, don't come near the campus. We have an emergency going on. And that's to protect our children and our staff. The playground inspections, that annoyed me more. I got to be honest with you on that one. And now we are finally compliant with the panic button under Alyssa's law. That's an excellent thing. That's excellent. And again, that's for safety. We did all the upgraded lighting in the district to LED to save money. and we have implemented a work order system so that both Mr. Kramer and myself can monitor the work, thus holding our building and grounds accountable for the work. And that's a good control in a district. I know we focus on the children, and trust me, we focus on the children. But part of focusing on the children is making sure we're efficient, holding people accountable, so I don't have to come to town every year and ask for money or more money. So the work that's been done is very good, and the carpet was quite dated and old, and we removed it sparingly.
The upgrading of the lighting was about a $400,000 project, and it only cost the district $1,200. Everything else was subsidized through a grant.
Now, Mr. Kramer and I never worked together before we came here, and that probably was a good thing, because we probably would have burned each other out when we got here. We're grant people. There's a grant out there, you might know about, public service, electric and gas. We can't get it because we're not designated as a district in need or a public service district. Hunterdon County, probably none of the schools are eligible. We have to have a certain percentage, of need. So after we did the initial work, I have to tell you, we patted ourselves on the back and we were very, very proud. Until we got the email from the state of New Jersey. The email we got from the state of New Jersey explained to us a program that was being implemented. It was almost like getting a 50% off coupon at Macy's. You know you're going to buy something. You know you might not need it. We need these things. We talked about the grant. Mr. Kramer is going to go into the final financial aspect. But with this grant, if we can get, it has to go through a referendum. If we can get a referendum passed, we will get 34% of the money we spend back. So when we had done the inspection, took care of the immediate things, we had made a list of major items. That would be for a new superintendent or a new business administrator. And at that point, we had decided to stay the second year. And we had our list. What's on the list?
To get done?
I know where it's on it, but I feel you should.
The windows that are locked.
Yes,
I mean, they are shut. They're going to be replaced, selected windows at PMG. The gym and cafeteria HVAC system is going to be upgraded. And at PMG, we said that some of the Airedales were already done. That was only half. The other half, they didn't have money at the time, so they postponed the second half. We're now doing the second half at PMG.
And those are the items that we feel were necessary to put into the grant for approval. Now, I'm not going to just stand here and say, okay, this is what we did. We compared the facility. Okay, this is what we see you need. But there's another factor. The board totally supported us finding additional funds for the district. And that was the refinancing of bonds. Because due to COVID, you all know as citizens, the interest rate has gone down considerably. And we, by refinancing two bonds, we saved quite a bit of money. Mr. Kramer?
One of the bonds we're going to be paying as high as 5%. The other bond was going to be paying as high as 4.125%. The first bond that we refinanced, I couldn't believe the rate, but
I couldn't either.
0.897%.
That's quite a bit of savings over the life of that bond.
And the other one was refinanced at 1.35%. And the interest that you're saving over the life of those bonds is approximately
$2 million. And that's $2 million that the district doesn't have on its back to pay back. Because, and when you do your budget, we're cut under 2% of our tax levy, which isn't the total amount of the budget. And over time, that helps the district moving in the future. So we saved money. And again, we were pleased that the board supported our actions, and we did it. Now, this referendum is a little different. This referendum will be paid back in We have a PowerPoint, but I didn't want to read from the PowerPoint. A referendum, as you well know, is brought to the voters. They vote upon it for a project. This is a facilities project for the upgrades Mr. Kramer outlined. And it's a one-year it's a one-year bond payable in a year. All right? And when you look at the items that we want to incorporate, it will increase the value of our facilities, and we are working on the Spruce Run School. It will increase the value of the facility, no tax burden to the taxpayer, and because we save the money on the bond, it will put the district in a better financial future moving forward. Mr. Kramer, can you explain to the council exactly, I know the amounts, but you're the financial person.
Okay, so we were moving forward with these projects through capital reserves. Money already set aside at the district.
We have the money.
So there's $687,000 for the upgrade at RVS, the gym and the cafeteria. The upgrade at PMG HVAC is $519,000, and the window replacements at PMG is $328,000. By doing this referendum, we had to submit a request to the state to get these projects approved and be eligible for debt service aid. They gave us the approval that they're eligible. Now we do the bond referendum. The state will pay us approximately $522,000, which is 34% of the total of the project. And then with our capital reserves, we pay off the debt. Hence, it doesn't touch the taxpayers at all.
And it leaves our district with money in capital reserves moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that the district can make plans for the district and maintain the facility and not get to this point.
So not passing the referendum, all that means is we have to then pick up the other $522,000 out of capital reserves.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't seem as, like, what is the reason not to support it?
It is like a coupon for Main Street.
We don't have a reason.
it really is. It's good for the future. It's good now. The district's respectable. It's at a good baseline in terms of its facility. And we're making an investment back, a calculated investment, offset by the money we saved on the bond. So we so appreciate your time to allow us to explain, because when people hear referendums, it's like, my husband, but this is better than the coupon for Macy's. I'm telling you this because we get it back. And when the state approved it, they were saying to us, good work, because we have to be accountable to the state. The other aspect of this, as I said, for the future of the district, a new superintendent coming in is at a good baseline with the community. We've kept everybody informed. We have meetings with the administrator and our Chief DeRosa. We have a good working relationship, and we want to keep that going by showing the respect we have for all of you and explaining it to you.
A good experience working with the administration.
Yeah, we do.
Great. And the police.
Good. Chief DeRosa, he's very supportive.
And, I just reemphasize, you heard it, but I got to say it again, no tax impact with the passing of this.
You can tell he's a VA.
If it fails, I'm going to be saying, why?
Well, and you have to, I think we should, in total transparency, we went out to bid on these projects. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you all had to do that. You said you did come in. Well, we refused. Because that's not being respectful to the community. And we went out for another bid for two of the items.
We rejected a bid.
We rejected them because, are you kidding? You know, they were just too high. When we got our first estimate, it came in at one amount, and now it's coming in at another amount. So we're not just doing it to do it. Mm-hmm. We're doing good, authentic work in service of Clinton County.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you again. And they're going on field trips.
Oh, I heard the BOE approved it, and then the COVID thing happened again. What do you think about this year?
About trips?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I told the parents in a letter yesterday. I know you all heard what the governor said. Yay, the masks are gone.
Except on the buses.
Yeah, but that they people don't hear that, sir. They don't hear
that's the federal government.
And then the second paragraph was, please be aware we haven't gotten any information from the New Jersey Department of Health or the Hunterdon County Department of Health concerning music class, buses, contact tracing. We really haven't gotten anything. And they said that we should have it by March 6th. So that's a good thing. It'll be a long night, but it's a good thing. The good news is I'm so proud of this. Our district has been open every single day. And it, one day, January 3rd, we were short 45 teachers. 43. With COVID related. And the other teachers, we kept our kids in school because that's what we want. We want them to have something normal.
That's great.
Something positive. Something. And yes, I'm planning the trip to Gettysburg, the music trip, and the 8th grade field trip.
We're just down the street. You have no excuse.
I know.
We're right there.
It's the buses.
I know.
It's the buses.
I'll be patiently waiting.
We'll all be dancing. But you're very nice people. You're very nice people.
I just have to say that for those of us who have been here serving for a long time or, you know, keeping track of what's going on in the township, our relationship with the school board was so, so bad for so long. Really, no, you know, even if we disagree, there was just no respect for each other. And the fact that you came out here means a lot to me because it's a benefit to the community and the students. It really is. So I appreciate you coming out tonight and doing this.
Well, you're very nice, but from where we come from, this is normal.
That wasn't our normal for a very long time. This is
normal.
No, I can reach out to
I'm going for a referendum. I'm not going to go up to the council. Give me a break.
Yeah.
You don't need a doctorate to know that you have to do some
of the But I mean, I can reach out. All of us can always reach out to you, Catherine and Lana. I reach out to them all the time, and it's a great relationship. You know, again, even if we don't agree on everything, there's a respect there, and it benefits, as I said, the township and the students, and that's how it should be.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Those kids, they're our beginning and our end, and everybody always says they're the future. Of course they're the future, but we don't want to control children. We just want to give them the resources to be contributors like you are. Barbara Bush said the strongest people aside from the military and the police were people that ran for elective office. It was in her book. I would have to disagree with that and put a semicolon. Superintendents also have a little bit. We also get it too. Not BAs. BAs don't get it. No. But thank you so much for your kind words. We're good. And let's hope it passes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's hope it passes.
Right.
And then we can go shopping the next day. That's
amazing. Thank you.
Thank you
much. Thank Mr. Quarry, I just had one question. You had mentioned something about under the eligible projects that you were doing stuff at Spruce Run School. Is that not
our
not referendum?
There. We're trying to right now, one of our goals for Spruce Run School is the utilization of Spruce Run School. And working toward that goal, we did a survey of the building. Right now, we know we have to do some upgrades on security should we open it. We're getting a new demographic study that we'll share with you. It'll be about the community and what your future enrollment could be. And yesterday, a survey went out to all districts in the county to see what programs we could build that other districts in the county could use. And then we're looking at rental. Sales isn't an option. Am I correct? Did I overspeak?
No.
Sales isn't an option because to sell it, it has to be another school. So the only thing... But we have plans because it's been empty a little too long.
Just covered three projects. two at PMG,
yeah.
HVAC,
mm-hmm.
and the windows and RBS, the HVAC.
Thank you.
We're good.
Thank you.
A pleasure meeting you both. I communicate with Lana about our meetings, so she always speaks very highly of you and your administration, so it's a pleasure to finally meet you, and thank you.
And is that why we were so tired we left glasses and the phone in the office and don't know where we are?
Thank you.
We're human.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, next we'll move on to reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, be quick. Planning Board, there's been no meetings. The next one will be March 7th, the dearth of agenda items. The Sewer Authority met last Thursday. They had their annual rate hearing. The base rate for most of the ratepayers will stay the same at $130 per quarter, so no change in that regard. They did adjust the connection fee, which they, as I understood, is sort of statutory. So that's gone up, and the reservation fee has gone up a little bit too. But otherwise, business as usual. Then Finance Committee, I think we're going to have a meeting within the next few weeks to really dig into the budget. But I know the team has been working on that already, so that's all I have.
Since the last council meeting, there's no changes, nothing to report. As Bill said, the Finance Committee is meeting shortly.
Thank you, sir. Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes. Environmental Commission, last meeting was last Thursday. We reviewed the website. The Environmental Commission last year and year prior worked on articles and pictures on all the different things over at Windy Acres as far as trees, shrubs, things like that, and it's been sitting there forever. So we formatted it really nice and put it on our hiking page under Windy Acres, and all their work is finally up there. So we were reviewing that, and we're really happy with how that turned out. We have a few more things to add. Community Day specifics, what we're going to hand out, things like that. April 2nd, we're going to have a stream assessment, which we had last year. It was very successful. It was basically people from environmental and open space. So we're thinking of maybe trying to get the public to get involved or invite residents to come along. We're going to find out, you know, what the limit is, like how many people we can actually register. And the water testing kits, we're going to have that on May 7th at Butt Park. I'll get more specifics as we get closer to May. Green Team, we met last Tuesday. We're doing actually really well. Again, we're trying to get to the bronze level, which is, you know, I think it's 150 points. So right away, we were planning on definitely getting over 150. So we do our submission May, June. They come back to us in August and tell us to tweak some things. We resubmit it, and then in November, we know if we are certified. So I think we're going to do it. Open space, yeah. I had a meeting with Brian, Mike Aversa, and Les today with the builder over at Marukian today. It's happening. So they were explaining to me where the driveway is going, where the staging area is going. For me in particular, I got to figure out how to reroute this. And as we're having the meeting, all these cross-country teams are dropping. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm panicking. I really am, to be honest. I have 2 weeks to get this rerouted. So hopefully we're not going to have to shut anything down. I don't think we're going to have to shut anything down. But, yeah, we went through the specifics, and it's happening. So 2 weeks, they're going to have their meeting with the DOT, and they're going to start clearing the trees and start clearing the driveway. And then March 24th, I think, is their closing. So then that's their land. So that's that. I wish. So, you know.
Is the reroute as big as you thought it's going to be?
Actually, it's not that bad, but the thing is it's in the woods. So there's a lot of work. And the ground is, you know, frozen. So right now it's thawing. Okay. The trail is it's pitched this way. So nothing's flat. And I'm trying to bear in mind that this cross-country team is not going to be one of, you know, it's supposed to be like 10 feet wide. Right now, I'm just going to try to get them through, and then we'll work on making it cross-country user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But volunteers. Also, Brian's going to be contacting North and letting them know about this. I might reach out to you in regards to letting the residents know that this is happening, because, again, it's in 2 weeks. So probably Dr. Kochel will be relaying the message to everyone over there. I wish I had better news on open space. Farming contracts we're working on. This year we're going to focus on having every contract is going to have the fertilizer listed, which we had not done in the past. And we're also going to have a map of the properties to make sure that somebody's not farming things they shouldn't be. And the hunting program, they're starting that up again, so that'll be coming up for council for approval as well. They're dropping Windy Acres from the hunting program just for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it. Any questions on that disaster?
Just don't forget I got the rain barrels for your
roof. Oh, I know. I asked about that. Thank you.
Look in your rhythm, if you're right.
How many do you have? Are they big?
Yeah, 50 gallon drum.
Okay.
And the accessories. I did not receive a report from the mayor. Did he give out anything? Okay. So Clinton Township Board of Education, again, thank you folks for coming out tonight and presenting that. And don't forget, March 8th is the referendum vote. Also at the March meeting, which is March 14th, the next Board of Ed meeting, they're hoping to possibly name a new superintendent, if that's correct.
Oh, wow.
So looking forward to that as well. Historical Preservation Commission, their meeting was on last Wednesday, the 2nd, at 7 p.m. Some items of discussion were articles for the Clinton Township newsletter, which they've been good at putting some good history in there. I guess the Runkle House and the adjacent property are for sale over there off of Old Alton Road.
Yeah. It's a dump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there is
a
cemetery back there that I believe comes with the property.
Well, that's actually separately historically significant. I think that can't be. There are some articles about that years ago that's like sort of the family went to the state, I think, and that to preserve that as a special parcel, if I recall.
Right.
I'd have to look, but it's something like that. But the house itself is well run down.
Sure. I think it's been gutted of copper a few times as well.
I'm sure, or worse.
signage for the Beaverbrook and the Amesbury furnaces. Did I pronounce that correctly? Amesbury?
Yes.
Windy Acres, they are looking at grant information and opportunities available. Also some site usage and the estimate for the roof replacement up there on the structure.
Yeah, for grant requests.
They also spoke about the old municipal building and the artifacts that are in there. I don't know if they have gotten into that building yet, so make sure you wear a mask in there. It's a lot of pigeons and vermin in there. Public safety, police, as usual, I speak with Chief DeRosa on a weekly basis, sometimes a daily basis. Fire department, I did have a conversation with Chief Emery. There was an email sent out about some repairs that need to be done to the firehouse. I guess one of the gutters is pulling away from the roof that faces the housing next door, and also a drainage pipe at Station 2. So I don't know if that's supposed to be channeled through Ashley or not.
There's a work order that we can provide to him.
Okay.
And we just put it in, and it would go to Jay.
Okay. We have still have a meeting pending with the Lebanon Fire Company, and as well as one with Chief Setnicki from South Branch Emergency Services. However, this Monday, on Valentine's Day, no less, we have a meeting with the fire company. And that's all I have for my reports. Administrator.
Well, I'll mention a few things. So we talked about budget. So what we're doing in-house, because we have a new assistant CFO, we're working with the CFO and the assistant and myself, and we're working on the budget. We're meeting with some department heads, asking for requests or whatever, and we will have a scheduled meeting with the finance committee within probably the next 2 weeks. We had received a notice from Green Acres that our final payment for Windy Acres is coming. That's about $328,000. So we were happy to hear that because it's my understanding that was before I came. That was So we've been really working on getting all the information, and I think we finally succeeded. at least from our last conversation. And I met with Mario from the Green Team, mm-hmm. and I'm gathering, we did gather, actually, all the utility bills for electric and gas. And he's going to come in next week. He was in today to review them. We gave him information on our fleet. And hopefully I can work with him trying to get information that you need for that certification.
Oh, you're able to give him all the information on the police cars?
The fleet, yeah.
Yeah, oh,
yeah,
right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those, yeah, I mean, that really helps with our points.
Yes.
And it's a lot of paperwork, and it's very time-consuming on the staff, and you're always trying to consider that.
Yes, and he was so gracious today because, you know, I gave him the stack of your bills, and he said, well, you know, because he had said, can you just scan bills? I said, well, they're in purchase. Behind purchase orders, you know, we have to take everything apart. He goes, well, let me come in and see. And then he does need the bill, which we have to detach before. And he offered to come in next week, and he said he would just do it with his phone. He would take care of it.
That's great.
So, yeah, he was very, very nice.
Thank you for that.
Yes, very nice to work with. And I would encourage, if anybody listens to the meeting, any of the public, to license your dog.
Oh.
You're on late fees already. That's it.
Thank you.
Mark, if I could add one thing I forgot. Steve Cronenhook, who's our EMS, our emergency management coordinator, I participated in a call with FEMA, 10 days ago. They're remapping flood zones in the county, including the River Divide watershed. So he and I were on the call, identified a few areas. I thought I might talk to Jay. He was going to talk to Chief DeRosa. We're just trying to identify areas in the township to put on their list. There's no commitment from them that they'll do something, but their plan is they do certain surveying and this and that to try to identify flood areas and then take the next step, whatever it is. So,
what would be the next step, do you know?
Right now they're doing, I would call it crowdsourcing. They're getting local townships to like give them information on potential areas of concern, and then they decide what kind of studies can they do. They talked about they have one that's aerial surveillance. There's some other stuff they do, and then they update their map, and then I'm not quite sure what they do after that, Amy.
Well, I'm just asking because I think the Green Team could use some points for flooding, like an emergency plan. I'm wondering. I'm trying to get a hold of them. Like, does anybody have?
Carla,
be great.
You just emailed the hazard mitigation plans to the county.
Right.
A lot of those are identified in that.
And we took some of those from that, actually. So Steve had that as well. So we mentioned some of that. But, yeah, so the idea is we identified a few, we knew of, but uh-huh. We'll try to crowdsource some more. I mean, it's just giving information. If we don't give it to them, they're not going to necessarily know.
Right. Cool.
And speaking of the OEM coordinator, we were able to find him some space at the firehouse for his files and other.
Oh, okay. Right.
How about our engineer?
Would he have that information? I'll call you on that. Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's a good idea. Of course. Yeah. I'll share what I have with you and we can brainstorm.
I'm sorry, Trish, did you have anything?
I do not.
Okay, so next item on the agenda, I for a public hearing. We have an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank under NJSA 4840-45.14 for calendar year 2022.
I would repeat the comment I made at introduction that this is sort of good government housekeeping. We'd all be negligent if we didn't introduce and adopt this ordinance.
All right, so I would like to have a motion to
bring in the public hearing.
Sure.
Open
up for the public. Okay. So, okay. Does anyone from the public have a comment on this ordinance? Okay. Seeing that there's no comment, do I have a motion to close the public hearing? Yes.
We'll just close it.
Yeah.
It's closed then.
All right. I'll move.
Okay.
And I'll second.
Great.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So luckily, we jump all the way down to item number 12 under new business. which is a resolution accepting bid for public sale by auction of land owned by the Township of Clinton and no longer needed for a public purpose. 10 Concord Road, Block 4.01, and Lot 17. Yes, as we know, that was a monster house for a long time. So,
I motion that we. I move that we accept the bid.
Yes, I second.
Yes.
Yes.
Councilwoman
Yes. Councilwoman Yes. Great. Finally. Next, we have a resolution approving Third Amendment to Affordable Housing Agreement with Clinton LIHTC Urban Renewal LLC. That's Block 82, 4.03, and this was discussed at the last
this
meeting.
This is, yeah, if you'll recall at your last meeting, you actually, by motion, approved an amendment to the Affordable Housing Agreement. It's just extending out their construction start date. This is referral.
Right.
But now we wanted to follow it up with the actual formal resolution and getting the document itself approved. So it's somewhat housekeeping, but.
I will make the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman
Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Slidlick?
Yes. Council President
Strauss? Yes. Next, we have the 2022 salary resolution. Any questions or comments from?
No, I reviewed it.
Well, I didn't get a raise in this, so.
The council did not get a raise, nor did the mayor.
And that's yeah, all right, I'll move anyway.
The budget can't afford it, Amy. We're
thank you, Amy.
Second.
Yes. Lastly, we have an ordinance appropriating $10,000 from the Capital Improvement Fund for a truck diagnostic scanner for Public Works Department by the Township of Clinton in the County of Huntington, New Jersey.
I'll move.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Tom, thank you.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilwoman
Slidlick?
Yes.
Council President
Strauss? Yes. Next, we have our second public comment. Yes?
The public hearing will be.
I wrote that down. February
23rd. Okay, so
the next meeting.
Right.
So at our next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry. So public comment for items not on the agenda. Anyone? I think this is the point where our scout was going to come up and our designated person and tell us why they're here tonight.
Can I just stand anywhere?
You can stand anywhere.
Can you state your name, please?
I'm Stephen Kovetsky.
Can you spell that?
S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Hey, I know how you feel.
So we're here today because we're doing this merit badge called Citizenship in the Community. And basically, we're about how to be a good citizen and do good work. So one of our requirements is have to attend a board meeting and discuss what you guys are talking about. So like we have a government issue and talk about it back at our at his house because we're gonna talk about it. And so some other problems issues like we have to work at a food pantry or like any place that we want to and get service hours.
So, any questions for us? Do you have to ask any questions?
No.
Do we get to ask you questions?
I guess so.
If you want to put him on the spot, he's already. He's doing a great job.
He's explained everything.
So, what's your rank right now?
I'm a Boy Scout, so I've got Eagle, and that's it.
Wow.
Great.
Good.
Congrats.
Nice. Troop 121?
Yep. Great.
Okay, great.
Great.
Make sure you check with us when you're doing your Eagle thing.
Yeah.
We always have things we need to get done in the township.
Yeah.
And tell your troop.
Yeah.
Tell all your friends.
We always have friends.
Well, thank you, Stephen, for coming up.
Thank you so much.
Here's
thanks, guys.
A copy of the PowerPoint for the referendum. It might be a nice topic of discussion.
All right, not everyone else at once, but does anyone have anything? Okay, great. That brings us to a good point in the meeting sometimes, so
I will make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that motion, Bill.
Councilman Lyer?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Swift?
Yes.
Yes. Meeting adjourned.